This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
In 2017, Melbourne's Queer Arts and Culture Festival, Midsummer, launched Midsummer Futures, a development and mentoring program focused on bringing together a diverse range of early career artists and culture makers who are looking to forge their cultural and artistic voices. Midsummer Futures included professional mentoring, peer support, and workshops to assist participants further developing their practice. While reception to the program was an undeniable success, it was quickly identified that for some in our LGBTIQA+ communities, who also identify as living with a disability, had barriers, both perceived and actual, that were preventing them from confidently engaging with the program. It was time for that to change, and this year, the Midsummer Festival have launched Midsummer Pathways, a new professional development program for queer artists living with disabilities. Dean Arcuri spoke with Midsummer Festival Chief Executive Karen Bryant to find out more.
Seeing a need to reach out and create stronger engagement with artists living with disabilities in our communities, the team at Midsummer Festival have launched Midsummer Pathways, a new professional development program for queer artists living with disabilities. Midsummer Pathways specifically focuses on creating avenues for them, not only allowing room for their creative practice, but allowing them to learn and engage in a supportive environment for queer people with disabilities. Within our communities, this is something that we often forget about, thinking that creating a more accessible space for people living with disabilities means not having stairs in a venue or making sure there's a disabled bathroom. But that just isn't the case. Making the effort to create room for LGBTIQA+ people living with disabilities in what already exists is so very important. And Midsummer Pathways is a fantastic initiative. I spoke with Midsummer Chief Executive Karen Bryant to find out how Midsummer Pathways came about, the importance of doing it, and the ways in which Midsummer is continuing to create pathways to engage with specific groups within our broader, diverse LGBTIQA+ communities.
A couple of different ways. One is we really do have a commitment to development and support projects, so we're doing them in lots of different ways. And one of the things that we started last year was a mentorship program called Futures, which we were inundated with applications from early career artists and creatives. And we did have a large number of applicants who were from the disability sector. We know that there are large members of our community who participate in events that live with disability, and we just found that there was a real lack of opportunity for a lot of those people living with disability to have, had experiences and had training, and so they're, and you could see that in their applications, and they were looking for sort of different, different support and different development needs. And so we've got a really strong disability focus elsewhere in the program, and we had an opportunity to have a chat to DHHS and Pathways was born.
Identifying and isolating the parts of our communities that require specific support isn't a new concept at Midsummer. Being an open access festival, when you add your performance into the program, a lot of effort is put into making sure producers and performers alike understand what it means to create and engage with inclusive practices for disabled LGBTIQA+ members of our communities, both on stage, behind the scenes, and in the audience. From her experience spearheading these initiatives, I asked Karen what it means for a person living with disabilities within our communities, and what else can and is being done to ensure that beyond the performers themselves, everyone can comfortably be a part of celebrating Melbourne's queer culture.
A lot of people just, I think, out of sight, out of mind, they don't think about the fact that 20% of our population generally identifies as having some sort of disability. That's a large number of people. And we have large members of our community that do, or they have neighbours or friends or family members. And we really wanted to make sure that we really are a festival. We talk a lot about Midsummer being inclusive. We wanted to make sure it really was in all shapes and forms. And that doesn't just mean making sure a venue is wheelchair accessible, which so many people kind of go tick. We really wanted to be engaging with, all sectors of the community, and we've done that sort of intersectionality in many different ways as well throughout I guess, all of Midsummer over the last couple of years. It was interesting. It was just a couple of conversations. I actually came to Midsummer wanting to make sure there was a disability program. I think one of the earliest conversations I had with Dan when he came on board as program manager, he said, I want to do stuff with disability. You know, amongst others, it's, you know, it's certainly not just one stream, but we all just genuinely believed in accessibility across so many different ways. And disability is one of those things. A lot of people do live with barriers and it's taking them away, but also focusing on the ability or the abilities that people have, you know, that they're living with disability, but they have so much to give. And in fact, all of our staff are learning Auslan at the moment and we're having a lot of fun.
Having an initiative such as Midsummer Pathways is not only new, but fantastic. Creating the initiative is one thing. Actually reaching out to disabled members of our communities who have often felt isolated or that they're dismissed is another. For those who are interested but hesitant or unsure if Midsummer Pathways is for them, how can they find out more?
We've been getting lots of phone calls. I'd say give us a call, look us on the website. There's always somebody in the office that's really happy to have a chat. Or on our website, we've got information on pathways in Auslan. There are so many different ways that we've looked at how audio description, large text. So we've tried to also make it that anybody who wants to get information can get their information in a way that's going to be easy for them. And that means a variety of formats. But also, you know, just make contact with us however is easier and for them, because we'd love to chat to people about it.
Applications for Midsummer Pathways are open until the 31st of May. If you're interested, you can apply online by heading to the Midsummer website, or you can contact John at programming@midsummer.org.au or by phoning 9296 6600 to get a plain text version of the questions in the form and further information to discuss Midsummer Pathways.
That was Dean Arcuri with Midsummer Chief Executive Karen Bryant discussing Midsummer Pathways, a new professional development program for queer artists living with disabilities. You can find out more about Midsummer Pathways by heading to midsummer.org.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.